It's tax day today, and President Bush underscored the occasion by renewing his push for more tax cuts during a speech to small business owners in the Rose Garden.
We need tax relief totaling at least $550 billion to make sure our economy grows.
The president has been pushing for a larger tax cut of $726 billion, but the Republican-controlled Congress settled on a lower figure in its budget. Lawmakers perceive less discontent about paying taxes, a trend that's reflected in a new poll by NPR, the Kaiser Family Foundation, and Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. NPR's David Wellna has this report on some of the poll's findings.
Americans clearly are not crazy about paying taxes. Still, resentment toward the tax burden appears to have declined considerably. In the NPR Kaiser Kennedy School poll, about half the respondents did consider the amount of federal income taxes they pay to be too high. But that's down from about two-thirds who found those taxes too high just 5 years ago. And it's actually the lowest level of dissatisfaction with the income tax burden registered in the last 40 years. David Dreyer, a California Republican who chairs the House Rules Committee, strongly backs more tax cuts, though he perceives there is a greater willingness now to pay taxes.
When people see their tax dollars going towards a good cause, I mean, the example being over 70% of the American people supporting the liberation of the people of Iraq, I think people aren't as distraught as they might be when all of the attention is focused on abuse of the welfare system, for example.
The NPR Kaiser Kennedy School poll on taxes was done even before the U.S. invaded Iraq. The poll indicates strong support for domestic programs such as education, health care, and Social Security. 4 out of 5 in the survey said maintaining spending levels on those programs matters more than lowering their taxes. Massachusetts House Democrat Barney Frank says his constituents south of Boston put a high premium on federal spending.
I find very little insistence on further tax cuts, and much more of people saying, look, if it takes some increase, some reversal of past tax cuts to provide a decent level of health care or the environmental services, do it.
When he pushed his $1.3 trillion tax cut through Congress 2 years ago, President Bush justified it, citing years of projected budget surpluses. Those surpluses have since vanished, and the federal budget is now hundreds of billions of dollars in the red. In the poll, 53% said keeping the federal deficit down was more important than lowering their taxes, a position strongly favored by 3 out of 5 Democrats, though Republicans were fairly evenly divided. In his State of the Union address before Congress in January, as he did today, the president argued more tax cuts are needed to boost the economy.
Jobs are created when the economy grows. The economy grows when Americans have more money to spend and invest. And the best and fairest way to make sure Americans have that money is not to tax it away in the first place.
But only half of those surveyed in the NPR Kaiser Kennedy School poll were even aware of the president's signature 2001 tax cut. And many Americans saw the president's proposed tax cuts as mainly helping people with high incomes, and just 2 out of 5 expected to benefit from the cuts themselves. Illinois Democrat Richard Durbin denounced the proposed tax cuts on the Senate floor last week as a gift to the rich.
Nearly 50% of American taxpayers will receive less than $100. They just get the roller skates. The people who are millionaires end up with the luxury limos. Is that what America is all about? Particularly in time of war, when we have children from average middle-income working families risking their lives for this nation?
Many of the poll's respondents identified such middle-income families as shouldering the heaviest tax burden. Slightly more than half the respondents said such families pay the highest share of their income in federal taxes, while only about 1 out of 4 correctly identified high-income earners as the ones paying the biggest percentage of their incomes in federal taxes. In the Senate, only one Democrat has endorsed the president's proposed tax cuts, Georgia's Zell Miller.
I never saw a tax cut that I didn't like. I never saw a tax cut that was too big that I couldn't swallow without water.
Other congressional Democrats say the president is pushing for too big and the wrong kind of tax cuts, especially his proposal to eliminate taxes on most stock dividends. In the poll, only about 1 out of 3 said a dividend tax cut would stimulate the economy. Senator Mary Landrieu is a Louisiana Democrat who voted for the 2001 tax cut, but she thinks the president has proposed the wrong kinds of tax cuts this time.
There's not the same kind of clamor for tax relief, but there's a great clamor for economic stimulus. And so when you cut taxes in the right way, you can stimulate the economy.
Late last week, Congress approved a budget that leaves room for up to $550 billion worth of tax cuts. New York's Charles Rangel, who's the top Democrat on the House Ways and Means Committee, says political realities make it inevitable that a sizable tax cut bill will be approved this year.
Not voting for tax cuts, there's a sense that even if you believe it's not the right thing to do, that you don't want to go home and explain why you did not support a tax cut, even though it would be the last thing in the world you would be recommending.
That's why Rangel says the only questions now are which taxes will be cut and how big the overall tax cut will be. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.
You can find the complete results of the NPR Kaiser Kennedy School poll on taxes at the NPR website, npr.org.